Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Zevachim, Daf Nun Chet Amud Aleph, at the beginning of the sixth chapter of the Masechet. As I noted in the introductory piece, the first Mishnah, which is dealt with in two sections, one very large, that'll take us several podcasts, and one very small, is a completion of the previous Perek. This first half of the Mishnah, which we'll take a look at, will deal with the issue of the location of the Mizbeach and how that affects issues of Tzafon. The next little piece will tell us where the Menachot are done. The rest of the Perek, which are several Mishnayot and a very little bit of Gemara, deal with the place and the procedure done for the Ofot, for the bird offerings. So let's get started immediately. First half of the first Mishnah, Kodshei Kodashim Sheshchatan Berosh HaMizbeach. So if you slaughter Kodshei Kodashim on top of the Mizbeach, which is not its proper place, Rabbi Yossi Omer Ki'ilu Nishchatu B'Tzafon. It's as if it's in the north, and it's all fine. From the midpoint, north-south of the Mizbeach, going north is north, from the south half is south. Okay, let's take a look at this. Omer haya Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yochanan had a tradition that Rabbi Yossi used to say, Kulei Mizbeach Batzafon Kai. The entire Mizbeach was in the north side, and we will see ultimately that there are at least four different opinions about the location of the Mizbeach on the north side, north-south layers. Continuum. Rabbi Yossi's opinion is that the entire Mizbeach was in the north side. Now, if that's the case, why does it say ki'ilu nishchatu batzafon? The answer is ma'uritema be'inan al yarech v'leika. You might think that because of the pasuk of the Binyan Vayikra, a yarech mizbeach tzafona, that has to be next to the mizbeach, but not on top of it, kamash malan, that it's valid as if it were on the north side of the mizbeach instead of on the mizbeach, which is in the north. Now, Amar the Rabbi Zera Levasi. So Levasi reported this in Rabbi Yochanan's name. Rabbi Zera turned to him and said, Elamiata, the Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, hachi nami na chetzio b'tzafon, chetzio b'darom. So your interpretation of the Mishnah is that Rabbi Yossi, who says that the entire level of the Mizbeach is valid for Kodshei Kodashim, so if that, and his reason is because the Mizbeach is really located in the north, if that's the case, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, according to you, should say that the Mizbeach is located right in the middle, where half of it's in the north. If you think that's the case, you also quoted Rabbi Yochanan as saying, you Rabasi, moder Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, shemishchatan kenegdan bekarka, psulat. Then Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if you were to shecht them in the same location on the ground, they're psulat. Now we think that that means that if you were to go on the same north-south continuum and then move east or west off the Mizbeach, and at that same spot to shechit it would be pasul, which would indicate that the Mizbeach is, none of it's in the north. Amarle, Rabbi Yossi said, and that's what he meant. Hachikam Rabbi Yochanan, Shnehem Mikracha Darshu. The machloket comes from here, which is, he sounds to be rolling back from the first statement. In the first introduction of a Mizbeach, right at the end of Matan Torah, or in the middle of Matan Torah, V'zavachta alav et olotach v'shlamacha. Build a Mizbeach of Anim, and slaughter on it your olot and your shlamim. Remember, olot are kodshei kodashim, shlamim are kodshim kalim. Rabbi Yossi savar, kulola ola, kulola shlamim. You can shecht on it your olah, which means any of it. Any of the space can be used for the olah, which may mean at this point that Rabbi Yossi is saying, but the Mizbeach is not necessarily in the north, but the entire Mizbeach has been given a special hechsher for Korban. Or you could argue the other way, is that that tells you that the entire Mizbeach must be in the north, because the entire surface is allowable for Kodshei Kodashim. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Savar, Chetziol Olah L'Chetzlal Shlamim. Half is this and half is that, which again may mean that there's a special halacha of the Mizbeach, or that means that tells you where to put the Mizbeach. We're going to come back to the issue of Yimshchatan Kenegdan Bakarka. And this is his argument against Rabbi Yossi. If you think the entire Mizbeach is valid for an Olah, do you need to tell me that it's a valid for Shlamim? Shlamim can certainly be shechted wherever an Olah can be shechted. What's Rabbi Yossi's answer? It's Tarek. I still need to tell me that Shlamim are valid. I would have thought to say the following. After all, the Torah gave limited space where an Olah can be shechted. So therefore, the Torah may have said, you could also do it on top of the Mizbeach. We'll give you a little extra room. Our Shlamim, the Lodachik, Lemakam, the Shlamim has the whole Azara to do. Emolo, maybe the Torah does not allow it on top of the Mizbeach. Kamash Vilan, so the Torah says, et Shlamecha, which means that Olotecha, the entire space is good for Olotecha. Not only that, but also for Shlamecha, even though you have the entire Azara. Alright, that's the disagreement. Now, let's look back at the issue of Kenegdan. Gufa Marvasim Yochanan. Moder Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Shim Shchatan Kenegdan Makarka Psulot. Let's see what this means. Amar Ravachim Yediv to the Ravina. He said, my Kenegdan Makarka, what does this mean on the corresponding place on the ground? Ile Ma'ama Yisod Amasovev, if you think it means that he did it off of the Mizbeach, on the Ama of the Yisod at the bottom, one Ama up, or of the Ama of the parapet going around, which is five Amot high. Hagufa Mizbeachu, that's on the Mizbeach. That's no different. That's not Kenegdan Makarka. What am I Kenegdan Makarka? Maybe you think that it's a case where you tunneled underneath and did the shechita underneath corresponding to the same place above. But that's not a mizbeach. We'll see this a little later in our sugya. What does that mean that it's a mizbeach of dirt? Because after all, it's also mizbeach habanim. Why is it mizbeach of dirt? Means it all has to be one with the bedrock. You can't build it on top of caves or on top of tunnels. It has to be on bedrock, which means that you can't have tunnels underneath. What we're talking about is a case where you actually didn't finish the mizbeach, and at that spot, where up above, if there were Mizbeach, it would be kasher, below it would be invalid. Okay, that's what he meant. Now, Emma Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira turned around and said the following. If we really have this tradition from Rabbi Yochanan that I didn't hear directly, I heard it from Ravasi. Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Yossi holds the Mizbeach is all in the north. Is it possible Rabbi Yochanan said this, but it's nowhere in a bright or Mishnah anywhere? Nafak Dakva Ashkach. So Rabbi Zeira did some research, and he found what he thought was a source that Rabbi Yossi holds it's in the north. None. We have a Mishnah in Tamid, describing the daily Avodah of the Kohanim. Berumisham Atzeite, now they would go to the Lishkat Ha'itzim where they'd get wood, and they would get some fig wood. Yafim, let's say, the Sader Marachashin Yashok Torah, and then put it for the second Maracha. You know, the main Maracha is in the middle of the Mizbeach, that's the big fire. Then there's a small fire, which is the Marachashniyah, which is used to get the fire every day to bring it into the Kodesh for Ktoret. And by the way, that same fire is where they would take the Bazichei Levona, the cups of Levona that were on top of Lacham Apanim, every Shabbat when they'd bring it out, and they would put them on top of that. Now, Keneged Karen Maravit Dromit, it's at the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, it's 4 amot north of the edge of the Mizbeach, which means it's in the southwest corner, but 4 amot north of the corner. The amount was about 5 se'in of coals, it was Shabbat, because they're going to put the Levonan. They had 3 more, then 8 se'in of coals, meaning they had enough wood that they would estimate would end up being that amount of coals. Because the Bazichei Levona would go there. Now, my simana, so now that's the Mishnah. What's our simon? Why? How do we connect why it is where it is, which is 4 amot from the southwest corner, 4 amot north of the southwest corner? Rabbi Yossi, the answer is it's Rabbi Yossi. The Tanya, Rabbi Yossi made this kind of epigrammatic statement. Rabbi Yossi, Amer, Zes Siman. Anything that's taken in from the inside that he put outside, you have to put it on the closest place if there's nothing closer than it. And the same thing, anything that's taken from the outside in, same thing, it has to be from the closest place. What does that mean? What is that? If you're talking about the shirayim that are brought from the inside out, it says, we know that goes on the Yisod Maravi, the first place you can go. That's explicit in the Torah. But to call in Talmachutz, and then what's the opposite one? What is it that you're bringing in? So, if you think that's the coals that are used for the Ktorat of Yom Kippur, that we have in the Avodat Yom Kippurim, Ella, calling and tell me, what's that? That's the cups of the Levona that come from the inside out. Tagami Mishiraim. We learn from Shiraim that they have to be at the closest spot. What's that? That's the calls that go in every day for the Ketoret. We learn them from the calls used for Yom Kippur for the Ketoret. Now the notion here is that from Shirayim, which come from the inside and go out, and you drop it in the Yisod, we then apply that to Bazichei Levonah. Same thing, it has to be at the closest spot. And from the Ketoret, from Yom Kippur, that comes from the closest spot to go in, we learn from the Ketoret every day has to come from the closest spot. But the main point of all of this is that the southwest corner and four amot north of that is the closest spot to the entrance of the Heichal. Now remember, the entrance of the Heichal is 10 wide, and then the entrance of the Ulam, which is in front of it, is 20 wide. Keep that in mind. Umay Kasavar, what is it that Rabbi Yossi holds? I Kasavar Kulam Mizbeach with the Rom Kai. If he holds the Rom Mizbeach, is in the south, and we'll see somebody holds that. Then you would have to go 27 amot north from the south corner to get within range so that you are facing the door of the Mikdash. And even if you hold that the opening of the Ulam counts, in other words, that the Ulam is one Kedusha with the Heichal, as opposed to a separate Kedusha, and therefore when it says Petach Oel Moed, it can refer to the door of the Ulam, which is twice as wide, which means you gain 5 on each side. So instead of 27, it's been talked about, Meiti. At least that appears to be 22 Amot from the south side, not 4 Amot. And if Rabbi Yossi were to hold that the Mizbeach is right in the middle, so Chad Sari by the Meiti, then you'd have to go 11 Amot up. But if he holds that the Ulam is one, then Sheet by the Meite, you have to go six up, meaning from the edge, from the southern edge, you'd have to go six up so that you would be at the very edge, facing the very edge, or corresponding to the very edge of the southern edge of the door of the Ulam. So Alam Ishmael Kasavar Kulam is Beach with Safon Kai. It's because Rabbi Yossi holds the entire Mizbeach is in the north, and this must have been where Rabbi Yochanan got it from. So then why is it 4 amot away? Why isn't it right in the corner? Hani arba amot, where are they? Amma Yisod, Vama Sovev, the one Amma of the Yisod, one of the Sovev, going up. Vama Kom Kranot, and then on top there's the place of the Karen. Vama Kom Aglei Kohanim, and then there's another Amma for the Kohanim walk, which means it's really at the very corner that it could be at. Tegmaskul Kameh Tvei, too, like a Petach. So if you were to go any further north, it's no longer at the Petach, because it's the very north edge of the Petach, because the Mizbeach is all in the north. That's Rav Zera thinks he found Rabbi Yochanan's source for saying Rabbi Yossi says the Mizbeach is in the north, based on that application and attribution of the Mishnah. Rada Bar Abba, he disagrees. Says, Hamani, you know the author of the Mishnah is? It's Rabbi Yehuda. He says the Mizbeach is right in the middle. So Shimishtai Amot Hayulo was 32 Amot long and wide. Esra Amot Kedega Pitcho Shal Echal, the middle 10 Amot faced the entrance to the Echal. Acharesre Amam Mikan, Acharesre Mikan, Amam Mikan, so you have 11 Amot on each side. So the whole thing's 32 long. And 10 in the middle, so that's 11 on each side. Nimsa Mizbeach Mechuvan Kedega Echal. It's exactly right on. The Mizbeach is exactly corresponding to the Heichal, and therefore the door meets the 10 middle amot. So the Ravidu Chad Sari by the Metis, so then if that's true, the Mishnah shouldn't say that this fire is set up 4 amot north of the south edge, it should be 11 amot, as we just asked before. But if Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Ulam has the same Kedusha, and now you've gained 5 Amot on each side, which means you've got 20 Amot in the middle of the Mizbeach, correspond to the doorway, and there's now 5 on each side, 6 on each side, Sheet Boy Lemeite, it shouldn't be 4 Amot, it should be 6 Amot. The answer is it is. Who says that the 4 Amot include the one Amah down at the bottom of the Yisod and the one Amah halfway up of the Sovev? It's 4 Amot up on top, which means one Amah of Karen, one Amah of Ugly Kwanim, and another 2 Amot, which makes it 6 Amot right at the southern tip of the door, corresponding to. So now, if that's the case, then V'nokam K'Rabbi Yosef Mutza, so why doesn't he say it's Rabbi Yossi, and that it's, and the Mizbeach is in the middle? Why does he say it's Rabbi Yehuda? The answer is Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Shmana Lemutza Behedya, because he had a tradition. Rav Adam Amatna had a tradition that he explicitly knew. He knew that Rabbi Yehuda had explicitly said that the Mizbeach is in the middle. Rabbi Yossi never said it explicitly. That's what we're trying to figure out. Okay, third attempt. Rav Shravi Amar Haman Rabbi Yossi Glili. He says that the author of the Mishnah Midot is neither Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta nor the Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi. It's Rabbi Yossi Glili. Rabbi Yossi Glili, Omer Mitoch Shin Amar Tatate Kior Ben Omoed Ben Mizbeach. The Torah says you have to put the Kior between the Mizbeach and the Mikdash. And then it says, Viet Mizbach Ha'ola, the Mizbeach has to be placed there. Mizbeach is Petach HaMoed. So Mizbeach Petach HaMoed, Velo Kior Petach HaMoed. That means the Mizbeach is in front of the door, and the Kior is not in front of the door, but the Kior has got to be between the Mizbeach and the opening of the HaMoed. Hechan, he don't know. So where would you put it? I don't know. Bein Ha'olam V'la Mizbeach, Shochima Kopei Darom. So the Kior is not in front of the door. So therefore, where was it put? Between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, a little bit south of the door. Now, my Kassavar, what does Rabbi Yossi Glili hold? And here we go again. I Kassavar Kule Mizbeach with Darom Kai. If he holds the Mizbeach is in the south, so Nok Mimikot Al Hechal Vula Darom Bin Ulam Vula Mizbeach. So then let him put it south of the Hechal, which is between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Let him have it all the way south there. It's still between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Now, Kassavar Kudush Hechal Vula Ulam Chareh. And if he holds the Ulam as one Kudusha with the Hechal, so then have him put it south of the Ulam, between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, because according to that theory, the Mizbeach is way in the south. And if Rabbi Yossi Glili held the Mizbeach was right in the middle, like Rabbi Yehuda said, let him put it be from the Hechal south between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. If it's all one kedusha, same thing. Holds the entire mizbeach is in the north. So then, for the question is, why didn't you put it then on the north side? If the whole mizbeach is on the north side, so the question is, why does Rabbi Yossi Glili say that the kior has to be just a little bit south of the door? The answer is because the whole, it has to be between the Mizbeach and the Hechal. And the Mizbeach is all in the north. So if that's the case, why don't you put the Kior a little bit north of the door? The answer is when the Torah talks about Shechting and Olah in the Tzafon now with that extra hay, Tzafon panumi kelim means that Tzafon has to have no kelim, meaning the Kior can't be in the north because that's getting in the way of the Shechita. Okay, so now Mantan, so far we have two opinions. Rabbi Yossi, Hachaber Chalafta, and Rabbi Yossi Glili, they agree the whole Mizbeach is in the north. And Rabbi Yehuda says it's in the middle. Mantan and Apollo, Rabbi Yossi Glili, who disagrees with him? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the Tanya, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Amar Tzafon, Amin Shei Tzafon, Panui Miklum. That Tzafon must be not just empty of kelim, it has to be empty of everything. Filo Rami Mizbeach. And therefore, he says there can't even be, Mizbeach, in the north side, and therefore he says the entire thing must be in the south, so that no part of the north has any Mizbeach. Okay, we'll stop at this point, pick it up in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.